Today, we'd like to see the title, The Temple, in Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 15. For online course students, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, do not trust in these lying words saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. What's wrong? Because God said through Jeremiah, do not trust in these words. What is these lying words? The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. So what's wrong? Question 2, in verse 6, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or work after other gods to your hurt. What does the phrase of work after other gods to your hurt mean? So second question two, what does the phrase work after other gods than Jehovah to your hurt? What does it mean? Last question in verse 12, but go now to my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people, Israel. Why did God talk to Judah, the southern nation, to go to Shiloh? Why did God talk to Judah, the southern nation, to go to Shiloh? First of all, we'd like to see a little historical background when Jeremiah prophesied this chapter 7. This chapter 7, archaeologists probably during the reign of Josiah. Josiah is the reign age time 640 through 609 before Christ. So at that time, northern nation named as Israel was already conquered by Assyria. So many Israelite northern nation people were carried away as a captive or slaves to foreign countries. So now only remain southern nation called as Judah. So Jeremiah basically was delivering God's word to Judah, southern nation. Judah, southern nation, capital city, Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, the temple of the Lord was located in Jerusalem. So today, the Bible teaching topic, the temple, which meaning the temple of the Lord located in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, which was the capital city of a certain nation, Judah. Then, the Second Chronicles, chapter 34, verses 1 through 4, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. So, Josiah, very young age, 8 years old, he became the king of Judah. How long he reigned? 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. So he kept all God's word fairly. For in 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek God of his father David, and in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images. The Bible said 12 years old, so he started to purge away all idols. They broke down the altars of the Baals. Baals are one of the idols. Basically, either for knowledge. At that time, agriculture, so how to cultivate effectively, mystically, not scientifically, that kind of a god is called Baal, Baal god. In his presence, and the incense altars, which were above them, he cut down, and the wooden images, or wooden images meaning wooden idols, the carved images, and the molded images, he broke it in pieces, and made dust of them, and scattered it on the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. Basically, the 12th year of his reign, he began to clean away all idols made by creatures such as wood or iron or gold, something like that. Then is a particular, the Second Chronicles, chapter 35, verse 6 through 7, Josiah the king opened Passover feast, Passover offerings. So slaughter the Passover offerings, consecrated yourselves, consecrated meaning make yourselves holy, and prepare them for your brethren, and they may do according to the word of the Lord by the hands of Moses. Basically, Passover offering service, all Judah people prepare to enter into the temple for offering. Passover, you understand, Exodus, because God delivered Israelites from to Egypt's killing Egyptian king Pharaoh's persecution. So basically, that is called in Passover. The lamb blood was shed on the post of door. That's in the memory of how our Lord delivered his people, Israel. That is called Passover. Passover meaning pass over certain killing process, that kind of meaning Passover. So Passover offering really was a big feast among Jewish people, because God delivered Jewish people Passover. Then Josiah gave the lay people lambs and young goats from the flock, all for Passover offerings for all who were present, to the number of 30,000. Basically, Josiah king donated how many? 30,000 lambs, goats, and a lot of lambs, goats, offered to God. Some portion the priest would burn, some portion, but the leftover lamb, goats, all people would share, all people together, eat them. That standing for peace offering. Peace offering meaning peaceful relationship with God among people. That's actually mean. As well as 3,000 cattle. So 3,000 beef, 3,000 cattle, and 30,000 lambs and young goats. These were from the king's possessions. So basically, huge Passover feast offerings, worship, to the Lord in the temple. So that time, God specially called Jeremiah to stand up. Here, verse 1, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, so Jeremiah is the prophet. Prophet meaning just delivery, or a delivery guy, delivery minister. So God delivered certain word to Jeremiah. Jeremiah must deliver God's word without diminishing nor adding. So exactly, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house. So particularly, the God told to Jeremiah, you should stand in the gate of the Lord's house, the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who ant in at these gates to worship the Lord. Gate plural is only not just the one gate, you know, the east gate, the west gate, north gate, you know, so at least more than four gates, and that's why plural. So many, you know, the Israel people, you know, to enter into the gate. Why? To worship God on the field. Sanctuary, only priests were allowed to enter into particular, you know, sanctuary, priests alone. But the fields, you know, all Israel people, you know, sat down on the field, so they were listening to a priest, you know, message or something like that. Priest, you know, offering, you know, burnt offering, peace offering, trespass offering, many kinds of offering, sin offering, like that. So here we see that Passover feast, a huge feast during Josiah reign, huge feast in the temple. Josiah, you know, they renovated, remodeled, you know, temple. So temple is basically Solomon temple. So it was, you know, so beautiful, so huge, is offering, you know, 3,000 cattle, 30,000, you know, goats and lambs. So, you know, this says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. We see, you know, the Israel term is several meanings in the Bible. First of all, Israel means the human name, the original Jacob. Jacob, the meaning hill catcher. Actually, Jacob Jacob caught his elder brother, Esau. That's why hill catcher. But, you know, God, you know, changed his name to Israel. Israel in two meanings. The Jacob wrestled with God. You know, basically, Jacob won the wrestle, or Jacob was controlled by God. You know, that kind of meaning Israel. So Israel means human name. Also, Israel means country name too. So we can say Israel, David, you know, they reigned, you know, all, you know, the 12 tribes. Israel had, you know, 12 sons, so that's called 12 tribes. So 12 tribes, so David and Solomon reigned, controlled all 12 tribes. That time, you know, united Israel. That is Israel. So Israel indicated all, you know, united nation. Also, number two, after the death of Solomon, the Israel was divided into two nations. Northern nation named as Israel too. So northern nation, major tribes, the 10 tribes, except Judah and Benjamin. Judah is the fourth son of Israel or Jacob. Benjamin, the last son over Israel. So the left two tribes is Judah tribe and Benjamin tribe. Established a southern nation, Judah. So in this context, we should figure out in Israel actually what, you know, it doesn't mean. So here, God of Israel meaning united in all Israel, not human Israel, not only northern nation Israel. Here, God of Israel, all united, all 12 tribes Israel. Also, one more point out, you know, northern Israel, the controlling or leading tribe name is Ephraim tribe. That's why the Bible sometimes said Ephraim. So Ephraim means Israel, northern nation. So because we should figure out, you know, in particular syntax or in a context, that's important. God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings. Amend meaning change your ways and your doings. Or repent your evil doing, your wrongdoing. And I will cause you to dwell in this place. So basically God said, if you change your behavior, I will allow you to reside in this land, which meaning in this land of Judah, or Canaanite land, or the promised land. Yeah, that means, first of all, do not trust in these lying words. God said these lying words, you know, what are these lying words? Lying words are saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. So basically, while the Jewish people of Judah nation entered into the temple of the Lord, they said, these are the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. What's wrong? That's your first question. What's wrong? You know, God said, don't trust it. That's a lying word. Why, you know, the temple of the Lord? Because those people saw the temple of the Lord entering in the gates of the Lord. They said, just the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. God said, do not trust in this lying word. What's wrong? So then is the verse 5 and 6 explain what's wrong. For if you thoughtfully amend your ways and your doings, if you thoughtfully execute judgment between a man and his neighbor. This verse 5, you know, execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, simply meaning you should be fair. So basically, verse 5, you know, we can know because they did not do in God's way. That's why God asked, if you thoughtfully, fully change your ways, your doings. Thoughtfully meaning 100%. That means the Judah people, Israelites, did wrongfully 100%. That's why God asked you 100% amend your ways, your doings. So basically, before entering into the gates of the temple of the Lord, they did evil behavior, everything. So that's why verse 5 indicates that. So you thoughtfully judge judgment between a man and his neighbor. So they did unfairly to neighbors, because some known people, they would give a good price, but unknown people, they give a higher price, some kind of unfair. Verse 6, continue to explain what were they wrong. You do not oppress the stranger, which meaning, if you do not oppress the stranger, means they oppress the stranger, they oppress the fatherless, they oppress the widow. So they take advantage over disadvantaged people. They take advantage those who are helpless, who are weak, who are poor. Do not shed innocent blood in this place. They killed innocent people. No. What false accusation, or work after other gods to you or hurt. So the question two, work after other gods to you or hurt, what does it mean? Basically, the Psalm chapter 115, verse 8, David said, those who make them are like them. Make them meaning Those who make idols are like them. If you make a certain idol, you should become like them. Because you are making certain idol, that's their life goal. That's why they are making a certain idol, but their goal. So is everyone who trusts in them. So everyone who trusts in first God, they would become like them. So we trust in God, so we would become like God, or become like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. So basically, at this one, David, you know, talks about, you know, the verses 115, 437. Previous verse said, "Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk, nor do they mutter through their throat. Those who make them are like them, so is everyone who trusts in them." So that's why in verse 8, "So work after other gods to your hurt." Finally, those idols is being, you know, fade away anyway, as a matter of time. But the God never fades away. God is eternal. So we worship God, we shall be become like God. So that's why, you know, whoever accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior shall have everlasting life. Although our physical body is deteriorating, but the inner man is growing and stronger, like Jesus Christ's spirit and soul, that kind of mean. "Then I will cause you to dwell in this place in the land I gave you to your fathers forever and forever." Verse 5 and 6, you know, simply, you change your position 100% thoughtfully. "Then I will allow you to dwell in this land continually." How long? Forever. So that's why, you know, God said, you know, do not, you know, trust in this line where the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, unless you change 100% your ways and your doings. So what were they doing? They oppressed the fatherless, the widow, the strangers. They shed an innocent blood. You know, that's wrong, you know, work after and force God. So basically simply change those position, you know, to God. Then verse 8, behold, meaning simply look. You trust in language. Verse 8 through 10, the same meaning, you know, imply the same, a little like a synonym, you know. Verses 8 through 10 is similar to verses 4 through 7. Which we already covered. Yeah, 8 through 10, you know, same the meaning. Behold, look, you trust in language that cannot profit. So you just said, you know, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, word alone would not profit you unless you change thoughtfully your ways and your doings. Will you still hear, Murray? Will you still murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and work after other gods whom you do not know? So here, more, you know, the God gave a particular example. You steal, you murder, you commit adultery, you swear falsely. You burn incense to Baal. Baal is an idol, not God. work after the other gods, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. So verse 10, very clearly answer. Why God asked the Jewish people not to trust in the lying words, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, without change their ways and their commit. So all these abomination meaning the hatred things in the view of God. Verse 11, has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves? So den of thieves simply meaning evil contaminated in the temple. That's why God said a den of thieves, because those worshippers who never repented their evil doing entered into the temple. So those are the worshippers without repentance considered as thieves. So exactly the same thing, example, to Jesus also used to Luke chapter 19, verses 45 and 46. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it. So basically, some people made a business in the temple of the Lord, saying to them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. So which meaning evil, ungodly thing, tainted in the temple of a house. Also Mark chapter 11, verse 15 through 17. So they came to Jerusalem, then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and seats of those who sold doves, and he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves. So basically, temple is a worshiping place, a prayer house. Prayer meaning communication between worshipers and God. So no business. But unfortunately today, certain churches, so they are doing business through church history too. So, that is called den of thieves. So that is exactly the same word in radio, den of thieves. In your eyes, behold, I have seen it, says the Lord. So basically, Jesus told us in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So take up his cross daily, meaning led by the Holy Spirit. Because the first step, you should deny yourself, your self-effort, your self-labor tonight. Then, totally relying upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That moment, the Spirit of Christ is controlling you. So, and follow me. So that is in the New Testament Christians, that requirement before going to the temple, prayer, or studying the Bible, like that. Then is verse 12, but go now to my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first. Shiloh was located in northern nation Israel. So God established Shiloh a tabernacle. Tabernacle is a tent. Worshiping place is called tabernacle. Tabernacle, before the temple was established, the tabernacle. So God, the priest, set the tabernacle in Shiloh, in northern nation Israel. So God here talks about. So compared to right now, the temple located in Jerusalem, God basically compared tabernacle located in Shiloh over northern nation Israel to the temple located in Jerusalem over southern nation Judah. So both of them, God allowed to be present in the tabernacle, also in the temple, southern nation. Samuel chapter 78, verse 16, some prophets said, so that God forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent he had placed among men. So God, forsook. So already Israel was conquered by Assyria when Jeremiah prophesied right now, right now in this chapter 7. So Shiloh was already completely destroyed. Obviously, tabernacle was destroyed too, because the tabernacle located in the city of Shiloh of a northern nation Judah. Also, Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 4 and 6. So, same Jeremiah said, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to heed or pay attention to the words of my servants, the prophets, including Jeremiah, whom I sent to you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not heeded, then I will make this house like a Shiloh. This house like a Shiloh, which means the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, like a Shiloh. So which means the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem will be destroyed like a Shiloh. Shiloh and will make this city, Jerusalem, a curse to all the nations of the earth. So thank God, that is a sure soul. So where I set my name at the first, because about go now to see my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it, to Shiloh city, because of the wickedness of my people, Israel. God clearly said, because of the wickedness of my people, Israel, northern nation. Because of northern nation, Israel, wickedness, that's why God destroyed the Shiloh cities and tabernacles too, through Assyria. And now, because you have doing all these works, all these wicked works, exactly the same as northern nation Israelites, says the Lord, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear. And I called you, but you did not answer. Therefore, I will do to the house of the Lord, which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to this place which I gave to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, the whole prosperity of Ephraim. Ephraim meaning the northern nation Israel, because Ephraim was the leading tribe of a northern nation. Simply, God said, if you utterly change your doings, your ways, if you do not sow,
I will destroy Jerusalem city like a silo. I will destroy the house of the Lord like the tabernacle. So that's the simple meaning. So let's see each question in verse 4. Do not trust in these lying words saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. What's wrong? Without their change of their evil doings and their ways, they just entered into the temple of the Lord. They said the temple of the Lord. So that, the trust is wrong without repentance. Question 2. In verse 6, if do not oppress the strangers, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or work after other gods to your hurt, what does the phrase work after other gods to your hurt mean? So, worshippers who worship somebody become like somebody, according to Psalm chapter 1, 15, and verse 8. Those who make them are like them, so is everyone who trusts in them. Last question in verse 12. But go now to my place, which was in Silo, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it. And God destroyed them. Because of the wickedness of my people Israel, why did God talk to Judah, the southern nation, to go to Silo? Basically, to Judah, take a bad example of Silo. If you do not repent of your sin, you also shall be destroyed, like Shalom, the Jerusalem and the temple, shall be destroyed like a tabernacle and the Shalom city. Okay, let's sing song all together. Page 11, number 8, is there.